I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight. Good evening. This is Grandpa Edward Jeffrey Hill. Tonight's bedtime story may or may not be totally true. You will have to decide for yourself. However, what I am going to say to you now, before we start the bedtime story, is absolutely true. Each one of us has been given one or more individual gifts. I'm not talking about birthday gifts or Christmas gifts. I'm talking about the gifts or talents that our heavenly parents have given to each one of us. They have given us these gifts to develop and to use here on earth to bless ourselves, our families, and others. In the Doctrine and Covenants section 46, it reads, "For all not have every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts. And to every person is given a gift by the Spirit of God. To some is given one, and to some is given another, that all may be profited thereby." Isn't that great? We all have been given gifts that we can use to bless ourselves, our families, and others. I can promise you that when you use your gifts to bless yourself, your family, and others, you will feel happy. Or as I often say, you will claim joy. For example, Grandma Tamara Snell Mulford Hill has a culinary gift. Do you know what culinary means? Culinary means for cooking. When I say Grandma Hill has a culinary gift, I mean she has a gift to cook extremely well. In fact, I don't know anyone on this planet who better than her can make things to eat that taste good, that are good for you, and are aesthetically beautiful all at the same time. And she regularly blesses herself, her family, and others with that gift. For example, the other day I came home from golfing, and she had made 6 chicken pot pies. Count them, 6 of them. She made one for Uncle Jordan and Aunt Pasha. She made another for Uncle Ryan and Aunt Rebecca. She made another for Uncle Seth and Aunt Erica. And another one for Aunt Maddie and Uncle Riley. And she kept one for a family that we minister to. How many is that? You are right. That's 5. Fortunately for me, she also kept one for her and me. Grandma Hill used her culinary gift to bless us, our family, and others. I could tell that doing this, even though it took a lot of time for her, pleased her. I could tell she claimed joy by using her culinary gift to bless herself, her family, and others. Another example. I have the gift of numeracy. Do you know what the gift of numeracy is? It is a mathematical gift. I love numbers, and I like playing with them. I can figure out number things in my head very easily. I can add, subtract, multiply, and divide many numbers in my head. Often, I don't even need a calculator. If you ask me, what is 78 times 82? I will immediately respond, 6,396. If you don't believe me, check it out on your calculator. Of course, for that calculation, I know a little trick that I've taught some of you and would be happy to teach any of you if you just ask me. My numeracy gift helps us stay within our budget when we go to the grocery store. One fun thing I do in the grocery store is to guess how much the groceries will cost. Many times I can look at the shopping cart and guess within $1 or $2 what the total cost is. Some of you have seen me demonstrate this gift. It helps us stay within our food budget because I know if we're spending too much money. This numeracy gift helps Grandma Hill and me manage our money. And it makes me happy when we balance the budget every month. In fact, I feel much joy just when I think about it. Do you know why I claim joy when I balance the budget each month? It's because I am using my numeracy gift to bless myself, my family, and others. I know many of you have a gift with numbers as well, and I hope you will use it to bless yourself, your family, and others. One other thing, Grandma Hill doesn't have the numeracy gift, and that's okay. I certainly don't have the culinary gift, and that's okay. But together, we use our distinct gifts to bless ourselves, our families, and others in distinct ways. Grandma Juanita Ray Hill had a gift for loving babies. Whenever she had a baby, she would love that baby, sing to that baby, talk to that baby, and take care of that baby for hours and hours. Sometimes Grandma Juanita would be a little grumpy when the babies woke her up in the middle of the night frequently, but almost always you could hear joyful words, laughter, and spontaneous singing whenever Grandma Juanita was around her babies. This helped her babies know that they were loved and they were valued, and they were all blessed because of it. And Grandma Juanita was so happy to spend hours and hours with these babies and later on with grandbabies. Do you know why Grandma Juanita Ray Hill claimed joy? It was because she was using her gift for loving babies to bless herself, her family, and others. In fact, some of your parents were especially blessed because they were her babies. Now I'm wondering, what gifts do each of you have? I have visited with many of you, and here are some of the gifts I have seen in you. The gift of sharing. The gift of determination. The gift of numeracy. The gift of athleticism. The gift of writing. The gift of compassion. The gift of dance. The gift of working hard. The gift of Lego building. And many more gifts. Again, I hope you will consider some of the gifts that you have and how you can use those gifts to bless yourself, your families, and others so that you can claim joy. And I would love to know what you think some of your gifts are. Send me a note or an email or a text about what gifts you have. Okay, as Grandma says, let's get on with the bedtime story. Just a little while ago, Grandma Tamara Snell Mulford Hill and I took a cruise to the British Isles. Our cruise ship, the Norwegian Dawn, made a port call at Cork, Ireland. Cork is not in the British Isles, but it is in Ireland, which is across the Irish Sea from the British Isles. And by the way, let me explain some political geography to you. And I'll tell you the truth, if you understand this, you'll do better than Grandma did. Ireland is an island a long way away. To get to it from Grandpa Hill's house, you would have to fly 4,576 miles east, clear across the United States, across half of Canada, and across the whole North Atlantic Ocean. It's even 2,533 miles across the North Atlantic Ocean from Peggy's Cove, Nova Scotia, the site of another Bigfoot adventure. Ireland has two parts. The southern part of Ireland is called the Republic of Ireland, and it is its own country. It is an independent country and belongs to the European Union and the United Nations. The northern part of the island of Ireland is, not surprisingly, called Northern Ireland, and it is part of the country called the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is not independent. It is not its own country. It is ruled by the Parliament of the United Kingdom and King Charles of England. The United Kingdom does not belong to the European Union, and so Northern Ireland does not belong to the European Union either. Interestingly, athletes from Northern Ireland can compete for either Ireland or the United Kingdom. They can pick. But they can't compete for Northern Ireland because Northern Ireland doesn't have an Olympic team. Well, so much for Ireland. Britain is also an island that also includes two parts. The southern part is called England, and the northern part is called Scotland. They both belong to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. A few interesting historical facts about all this. In the year 1900, Great Britain ruled 56 countries, covering one-third of the land in the whole world. This was called the British Empire. It was said, "The sun never sets on the British Empire." And that saying was true in 1900. However, in 2023, it is no longer the British Empire. It is simply the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and consists of four quote-unquote countries. These four used to be their own countries, but now they belong to the same country, fondly called the UK. As I said before, the island of Britain consists of two parts, England and Scotland. However, many Scots would like to have their own independent country again. They voted on it in 2014, and 45% wanted independence, but 55% wanted to stay in the UK. So they stayed in the good old UK. Those of you who are my biological grandchildren have biological ancestors from England. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather, John Pitting Jones, was born in Barnesfilke, Pendleborough, Lancashire, England, on June 10, 1819. He was the 12th child in their family. Wow. And your great-great-great-great-grandmother, Margaret Lee, was born on Back Fraser Street, Liverpool, Lancashire, England, on April 11th, 1821. Then something very sad happened. Margaret's mother died when she was just 5 weeks old. Her father, Joseph Lee, just couldn't imagine caring for her, so he gave her away. He gave her to Daniel and Betty Large in Liverpool. Can you imagine that? Margaret's father gave her away. I'm glad my dad didn't give me away. However, it turned out okay because Daniel and Betty were kind to Margaret and raised her like a daughter. John Pitting Jones and Margaret Lee were married on September 23, 1839, when John was 20 and Margaret was 18. How old were your parents when they got married? I was 23 when I got married on May 5, 1976 to Juanita Ray, and I was 52 when I got married to Tamara Snell Mulford on October 6, 2006. Now getting back to two of your great-great-great-great-grandparents, Margaret and John both joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Liverpool, England. John was baptized on August 2, 1846, and Margaret was baptized on September 23, 1846, exactly 19 years to the day after Joseph Smith got the golden plates from Moroni, and exactly 7 years to the day after she was married to John. I don't know if these were coincidences or not. Do you know what a coincidence is? You're right. You're so smart. It's when two or more things occur together by accident. I don't know if it was a coincidence that both their wedding day and baptism day were the same as when Moroni brought the golden plates to Joseph Smith, or whether they just planned it that way. Okay, let's get back to the UK. The island of Wales and a number of other smaller islands also belong to the UK as well. You have several ancestors who are from Wales. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather Thomas Jones was born in Pendrin, Wales, on July 20th, 1827. And your great-great-great-great-grandmother Sage Treherne was born in Carmarthenshire, Wales, on November 27th, 1832. They were converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Wales. Sage was baptized on July 9th, 1847, and Thomas was baptized on June 30th, 1848. They did not know each other in Wales, but both booked passage on the sailing ship Buena Vista to emigrate to Utah with the Mormon pioneers in 1849. And guess what? They met on the ship and fell in love. Do you think this was a coincidence? I don't. Think of it. They didn't even know each other when they got on the ship in Liverpool, but by the time they got to New Orleans, they were engaged. I hope you found this information about the United Kingdom and about your ancestors from Wales and England interesting. And if you didn't find it interesting, you are in luck, because the fun part of the story is coming up, the part that you've been waiting for. But unfortunately, we're out of time tonight. You'll just have to wait until next week to hear about our adventures. I will give you a little hint. Next week's story tells about kissing. Not about two people kissing each other, but about two people kissing the Blarney Stone to claim the gift of eloquence. And it might, just might, include the old rotund man with the ugly mustache, the pilot pirate, and Bigfoot. For now, I hope you will remember that you have gifts given to you by your heavenly parents. I hope you will discover and develop those gifts. And if you use those gifts to bless yourself, your families, and others, you will claim joy. Until next week, sweet dreams, chocolate creams, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.